السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue with the life story of فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنها, the beloved and the most favorite daughter of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the queen of the women of paradise, the mother of حسنين, that's حسن and حسين رضي الله عنهما. We explained in those early years, she was born a few years before Nubuwa, and how in those early years she had to deal with the total transformation in the attitude of the people of Mecca towards her father صلى الله عليه وسلم. From being a very loved and respected man, he became a man whom the people did not like and left no stone unturned in trying to harm because of his explaining to them and proclaiming to them that he was a Nabi. We explained how courageous she was at a young age when Abu Jahl had slapped her, how she went to complain to Abu Sufyan and how he took her and told her to slap him back. How she helped to clean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the entrails of a camel were thrown at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and others. How you know, she was always there to assist the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times she would come between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who were trying to harm him. Now, taking the discussion further, one day Abu Jahl was sitting with his friends in front of the Kaaba, and they started talking and saying, you know, we've had enough now. This man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's propagating this message, and more people are turning towards him, and more people are becoming impressed by him. So they then they came up with this plan. And they took an oath, you know, by their famous idols, Lat, Manat, Uzza, Naila, that they were going to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Fatima radiallahu anha happened to be passing by, and she heard this, and she came and she was very worried. And she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what they're planning. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calm, he went made wudu, he went to the Kaaba to perform his salah, and he said, don't worry, Allah is with me, have faith. And as he walked past them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were all sitting there, but Allah put such awe in them that none of them could stand up and none of them could do anything to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, after many years had passed, the Quraysh were getting extremely frustrated. They were feeling now, you know what, this is just not on. It's just not on. So they decided now to boycott the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, and anyone who assisted them, or any clan that assisted them. And they drove them into the valley of Abu Talib. And for 3 years, there was a total boycott. They couldn't buy food. No one could sell food to them. No clothing, nothing. Now, can you imagine the suffering? Can you imagine the suffering? Abu Talib remained true in his loyalty to his nephew, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khadija radiallahu anha, despite being the wealthiest woman from the Quraysh, she remained true. And this whole idea was given by Nadar bin Harith to Abu Jahl, and to the leaders of the Quraysh. They were extremely worried, especially after Hamza and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhum had accepted Islam. And the conditions in the valley of Abu Talib were severe. The children would scream out of hunger. They would, you know, their tears would pierce at the hearts of their parents. Fatima radiallahu anha herself, the scholars have written, because of what she went through there in the valley of Abu Talib, it had an impact on her health for much after that. And she passed away at a very young age, in her late 20s. And it is mentioned that she never used to keep well from that time because of what happened in the valley of Abu Talib. But the remarkable thing is that not one person, not one male, not one female, not even one child recanted and left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and went away. And eventually their steadfastness, and eventually it was their determination that broke the back of that boycott. Then when they came out, Khadija radiallahu anha had fallen sick during the Shaba of during the boycott in the valley of Abu Talib. She passed away not long after the boycott ended. Then Abu Talib passed away, and Fatima radiallahu anha was really there to support Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was she and her sister Umm Kulthum who were the first to reach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came back to Mecca after the incident of Taif, and they consoled him and they assisted him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Fatima radiallahu anha crying when she saw the condition of her father, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, wiped the tears away from her and said that don't worry, the day will come when Allah will make this religion triumph against all odds. Then came the occasion for hijrah. We know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah with Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and later on he left his daughters. Two of his daughters were married already. Zainab and Ruqayya. He left Umm Kulthum and Fatima radiallahu anha with his wife, Sauda bint Zam'a radiallahu anha. And then he sent for them later, and they also then made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had settled in Medina, and Fatima radiallahu anha made hijrah, en route, they encountered difficulty. One evil youngster from the Quraysh interfered with the camel, and the camel threw off both the sisters. But eventually they came to Medina and they settled down. Now in the second year after Hijrah, the Battle of Badr took place, and there Ali radiallahu anh showed great courage. And then after that, Khadija, Fatima radiallahu anha rather, was now at the age of approximately 18. And it was time for her to get married. And now we come to that very interesting incident, but we will take it up inshallah in the next discussion.